Hey guys, it's GPD and Shipwreck here in Los Angeles. We've just returned from the Microsoft press conference, and now we are here to talk about it with you. Hello, Shipwreck.
Hello, GPD.
That was a pretty good press conference, wasn't it?
I enjoyed it quite a bit, yes. I'm sure we're going to get some information wrong because a lot of these press conferences are us watching stuff and then
more info comes out
that we haven't looked at. We're just directly back from it. So, I thought it was very strong. Like, we knew a lot of the stuff that was coming, but Halo 5 Guardians, they started off with that, and it looks really good. Like, both graphically and the four-player co-op. The Halo color palette, like, lends itself just so well to looking nice.
Right, and I like the effects that seem to have some new effects when you kill some guys and they sort of disintegrate. You have, like,
particle
effects.
That was in Halo
4. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It looked really nice in Halo 4. It looks better now.
Oh, okay.
But, that looked really cool. The whole multiplayer looked fantastic.
Warzone.
That looked like that's going to sell a lot of Xbox Ones.
It's going to look good on a TV commercial.
And you know that it was running on an Xbox One, supposedly, right?
Right. It didn't have $2,000 or $4,000 worth of graphics cards inside there.
I'm excited. They just do a very good job with that. And it looked cool, like, lore-wise and everything, too. The whole Master Chief and Spartan Locke and everything. Then they had a surprise. I didn't know about this, at least. The Inafune-led game from the Metroid Prime team, Concept. Is that right?
Yep.
Recode was the name of it. They didn't show a whole lot of what the game was, but
there was no real gameplay, I don't think.
No, more or less a concept.
Don't you mean a concept?
No.
No, you don't.
No. But there was a robot dog, and it died quickly.
And turned into a robot ape.
Right. So you have this core, these little glowing
cores,
if you will. And it seems like that you can, like, take those and put them in different constructs.
You can reinsert the cores.
RE cores. And it has, like, it's got the pedigree behind it is the most exciting thing. And you can start to think, just with the limited stuff they showed, is, like, there could be some interesting, like, puzzle situations that you might be swapping out the core to get different creatures. Look cool. Then they did Fallout 4, which we talked about already, but the big news there was that they're going to allow the PC mods to work on Xbox One.
Right, which was pretty new. But you missed the big announcement, though, before that.
I did.
They did. They announced backwards compatibility.
Oh, I went out of order. Okay.
For Xbox 360 games.
So it'll be interesting to see how that is. I know right now there's only, like, 100 or so games up.
Right, they're going to be adding a little at a time, it sounds like.
What I'm interested in seeing is if all the third parties are on board with it, because I don't know if they say they didn't require anything from third parties, but I don't know if third parties can say, hey, we got this game coming out, it's going to be remastered.
Sure they can, of course. That's the whole point.
Let's not put this out.
Yeah, they can. That's my impression, was that it was just up to the publisher. Right? I mean, it looks like, what's interesting is it looks like publishers are going to take advantage of this and use this to pack in 360 games with Xbox One games for free. Pre-order.
Rainbow Six Siege.
Right. You get Rainbow Six and you get Rainbow Six Vegas.
You get Vegas and Vegas 2.
Vegas 2. Look at this right here. They didn't announce this at the press conference, but if you buy Fallout 4 on Xbox One, you get Fallout 3 for free.
It's nice. I mean,
It's an
added value.
Added value, exactly.
And the nice thing, too, is it works with both your games that you own digitally already and your games that you own on disc. So it's not, yes, we have backwards compatibility, yes, you can buy it again.
Right.
Situation.
No. For me personally, I don't see myself using this feature that much, but I think that for people who have not decided to make the switch yet, people are still holding on to their 360s and just don't think there's enough Xbox One games available to justify the purchase at this point, this could be what pushes them over the top. So, we'll see. What else did they show there? Plants vs. Zombies 2? Garden Warfare 2.
Yeah, I think we kind of knew that was
leaked.
That was coming. Yeah, it looked fun again.
Sure, I enjoyed. I played a lot of that game.
Didn't show really a whole lot, just some of the new characters and everything. I'll be interested to see. I'm guessing there's not going to be a single player in it.
Right, they didn't say.
I would have thought that would have been something they would have mentioned, like, and we have a single player this time, but it's probably just multiplayer again, which will be fun. But then what did they go to? EA Access, that was...
A nice commercial for EA Access, which was way too long. Like, I'd say this press conference would have been a lot stronger if they took out maybe 15, 20 minutes, and that could have been cut down a lot.
I'm an EA Access subscriber. Like, I think it's a good service to an extent, but it's like... You can't be up there just like saying you're adding all this value when you're not really. You're providing a service. Like if somebody wants to pay you $60 a year for the service, right, that's good. But it's not. You get to play Madden 5 days early. Like,
right. I mean, I don't know if you're watching this at home, you can tell or not, but you can tell like when the response is pretty lackluster for things, and this was, you know. This was pretty low at the excitement level is pretty low.
Right. Announcing that you can play Titanfall on EA Access now, or it's in the vault.
Right.
When you can buy Titanfall for like $10 did not get the applause I think that Peter Moore was anticipating.
No. I don't think he walked off the stage thinking, yeah, we just burned down the house. Yeah. But anyway, okay. So that was the EA section. They showed a little Forza Motorsport 6, and they dropped a Ford GT out of the ceiling.
Then they raised it back up into the ceiling immediately after it was dropped down.
We have the technology to drop a car from the ceiling, a very expensive car from the ceiling, and to raise it back all within 10 minutes. I don't know why we're doing it, but here we are. Anyway, so it looks good, whatever. Forza 5 was pretty bad, so I'm hoping that they really added a lot more content. And I'm disappointed that they didn't announce Forza Horizon 2 for PC, which
it looks really nice though.
It always looks nice though.
It's really hard to get excited about that game unless they're
telling you the new features, right, new content. I mean, yeah.
Maybe they could add some guns.
Guns would be good. They showed Dark Souls 3, which got a good reaction from the crowd.
There was a really big dude in that trailer.
Yes, with no face.
Yeah, he looked angry that he didn't have a face.
Yes.
So yeah, Dark Souls 3, it's very exciting. For people.
An unexpected surprise was the reveal of a new Xbox controller, the Elite controller.
Pretty crazy that they're going in this direction. It's a controller that has a lot of like modifications you can make. You can switch out the thumbsticks. There's switches on it that make it so you can make the triggers short short run or whatever.
Hair trigger.
Yeah. There's like swappable like D-pad.
Paddles. There's like
D-pads. There's paddles underneath.
Yeah.
You can map the buttons. I mean, like third-party companies have been doing this stuff for a while, so it's interesting to see Microsoft go after that market, because this isn't going to be like, this isn't the new Xbox controller. This is, what do you think, $90?
$100, you mean?
100, you think?
I don't know. These controllers, I think these are pretty, it's wireless or not?
Yeah, it's wireless.
Because usually these high-end controllers, they don't... Well, actually, they're all third-party, so they can't be wireless, right?
Right.
So, those high-end controllers are usually pretty expensive. I wouldn't be surprised if it's $100. And I think, because don't they charge $60 now, like MSRP, for like the colored ones?
Yeah.
So $100 doesn't seem like much of a stretch. And I got to say, like, the quality of the current Xbox One controllers and the PlayStation 4 controllers, in my opinion, are pretty poor. Like, I've had the rubber coming off of the sticks on the PS4 controller. I've had the sticks sticking on multiple Xbox One controllers. So
how will you feel when that happens to your
$100 controller? Then I'll be fucking pissed. Then I'll be pissed.
Then you'll be able to buy a little extra nubbins for it.
Right. That is something that I could do, I guess. But anyway, that actually got a great reaction from
me. It was cool. Like, it was unexpected. I think the way they kind of got lucky with the, or maybe they did it on purpose, they leaked the other new Xbox controller.
Which is boring.
And so that might have thrown people off some, like, going on down that trail. So.
Plus, it looks cool.
It does look cool.
People buy controllers based on looks all the time,
the
right?
The paddles underneath, I don't know about those. They could be cool. I've never used anything like that.
It must be for paddle shifting racing games, no?
Sure. It just seems like there's a lot of buttons already, and now, right. now I've got more.
Right. But I would, you know what? If I would probably buy it. See? Especially if you can use it with PC, too. So, they showed the Division.
I still don't have a feel for what in the world. They keep calling it an action RPG. We saw it last year at E3.
It's just like the new Homefront.
I have a really hard time. Like, it looks good-ish, but it doesn't catch me in any way because they don't explain how it's an RPG. It just looks like
a... Right, a shooter.
It just looks like a standard post-apocalyptic military-type shooter.
Right, with a pretty realistic-looking New York City. They showed Rainbow Six, the new Rainbow Six game for a little bit, which looked good. I'm excited for that. They showed a new game called Gigantic.
Oh, that's the Microsoft MOBA.
Yeah. Was that announced before or no?
No.
I would ignore it, so I don't know if it was or not.
It's a MOBA. It looks like a MOBA.
I zoned out during that one, to be honest. They also announced a game called Tacoma, which is the next game from Gone Home, the Gone Home people.
Yeah, this is in the ID at Xbox section. Montage section. It looks like it was in space. You walked around.
It looks like a drift a little bit, except you're not drifting as much.
Right. Then they had Ashen.
Ashen looked cool.
I forget which one this is. What is this?
It looked like an action RPG. A guy gets stabbed.
Oh, right. Right. It was with the two characters.
Yeah.
The female and the male.
Yeah.
They didn't have faces.
It looked very good for for an ID and Xbox game. They also showed Cuphead, which is that platformer that looks like a 1930s cartoon.
There are certain parts of that game that it is almost unbelievable that's playable.
Because it's so hard?
No, just...
It looks like a cartoon.
It looks like plenty of times we said before something has looked like a cartoon. This looks like a cartoon in certain areas. Like, sometimes, like, certain scenes, I don't know what it is, it comes off and I look at it and go, okay, that's a video game just from the animations or how they jump or something.
Right.
But then other times it's just like, wow, this is unbelievable.
Well, you can tell how closely they've studied those old cartoons. You know, when the boss is getting hit, the way that he was covering his face, it's just like those old cartoons.
So that's coming in next year sometime still.
Yes, next year.
I'm tired of seeing that game and not being able to play it.
Well, maybe you can play it this year.
Sorry. Right. Well, yeah, but...
They also announced that Xbox One is getting their own early access program with, like Steam has, the major difference being that every game on the service has to have a free demo. So I know people were like, nobody cheered for that in the audience. People were like, I don't know why people hate early access so much. Nobody's forcing you to buy it. If you don't want to buy it, just wait till it comes out. Why is it so bad? No one's been able to really explain to me why it's a bad thing. But yet everybody mumbles under their breath when somebody mentions it.
I think part of it is, like, so if you buy an early access game and you start playing it, and you're playing whatever version of it that is, you're not going to start it over when it comes back out again.
But that's your fault. Nobody told you to buy it.
Everything about this is our fault. Right. That's why we hate it so much, is because we hate ourselves for letting this happen. We're going to buy an unfinished game. We're going to start playing that unfinished game. Then eventually it might come out in full.
Kickstarter is much worse. Can we agree? I mean, there you're buying a game that's not even created yet. It doesn't even exist at all. This, at least, they have something.
There's something there. It's just...
I don't know. I think it's fine. I think it's a way... If you see a game that you think looks cool and you want to basically have input on the game, you can support the developer and they take the input. So, I don't know.
I think it also... Early access hurts, like, the community aspect of everybody playing something new at the same time.
I know game writers don't like it.
Sure. I understand that. I don't think PR people like it at all either. It's very hard to...
You can't organize. It's all a way out of your control.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's just... They brought the guy, the DayZ creator out, and DayZ's not done yet, right? That's still in early access?
I don't know. I bought it, though.
And he announces another game.
Right. Ion.
Ion.
What was that again? Space
thing? Yeah, that was. They kept on showing all these different like satellites and space stations and zooming out and zooming out.
So you couldn't tell what the hell was going on.
Right. I was like, okay. Is this Eve? I don't know what this is.
Another game drifting through space? An abandoned space station? What else we got?
They did a few other indie ones. It's hard to... Unless it has a really striking visual, it's hard to communicate those indie games in those settings.
They showed Tomb Raider, Rise of the Tomb Raider.
That looked pretty good. The scene that they were showing, they were going up the ice cliff and stuff. The things that you thought would happen were happening.
Right. There's snow and ice. There's a pick. You got your pickaxes to climb.
Then there's avalanches.
They didn't show any combat, did they?
Rocks. Not unless it was in a little montage at the end when she was putting together a boat. I don't think they showed much combat. And that game had a lot of combat. I'm very excited about Tomb Raider. So I don't have any reservations from what they did. But at the same time, it was like, okay, yep, we're going to then jump over here once that thing is falling down. And it's like... Yeah.
I was falling asleep.
The part of it that made me excited was when they finally got in the ruins of the whatever they were finding, the town or civilization or whatever. And she walked in and you could see that there was plenty of like areas to climb and possibly figure out puzzle type stuff.
Right.
I really like it when you actually have tombs inside of Tomb Raider.
Yeah, it's important.
So I was excited about that. And then was it Rare that came out next?
Yeah.
Rare came out, showed the 30-game Rare collection, which is cool.
I had no idea they've made 30 games.
They've been around a long time.
I had no idea. And RC Pro-Am, I mean, that was like one of my favorite games. I had no idea.
They made a lot of fun games. So that's a cool collection.
Sure.
I'm excited about that. What do you think? I know you're big into pirate games. Sea of Thieves was their new original IP.
I hate to use this horrible pun, but I feel like the ship has sailed on the pirate games. I mean, you know, Assassin's Creed did a really nice job with the ship-to-ship fighting, and, you know, you were a pirate in that. It looked cool. I thought, you know, in this game it's called, what was it called?
Sea of Thieves.
Sea of Thieves. The ship combat looked awesome. I don't know if that's really, like, what the gameplay is going to look like, but
it looked like
visually gameplay. It looked cool.
It had a very neat art style, almost like Fable style of art, and it's a multiplayer, and I can't tell if it's an MMO or if it's a drop-in, drop-out type of thing.
Don't know, but we'll see. Has promise, I guess. What else? They showed... Oh, Fable Legends. Free-to-play... You couldn't really tell what type of game it was from what they showed, and I'm sure that's intentional.
It's in beta, so still. Some people can, I'm sure, are playing it right now. But, again, the art style looks very much like Fable. It makes me excited, and then I don't know exactly what to expect from it.
Right. Well, maybe we'll play it later today. Let's see. What else do we have here? Oh, the Gears of War. They rolled out the Gears of War. First, they showed the Gears of War Ultimate Edition, which got a huge reaction. And that's a remastered original game. It says there's going to be new content in there. 1080p, 60 frames per second multiplayer. Yep, I guess.
They did it.
They figured it out.
Nice job, guys.
And then they showed...
Is
Gears of War 4?
No, we forgot.
What did we forget?
Gears of War 4 they closed out the show with.
Right.
We forgot the Minecraft HoloLens
ridiculous,
is this ever going to happen thing that happened.
Right.
That was insane. Gears of War 4, let's talk about that real quick. Okay. It looked like Gears of War.
It's not coming out till, when did they say, end of next year?
Holiday next
year. Yeah, okay, so whatever.
So they did a lot of walking and then they were shooting some monsters.
It looked like a next-gen.
Yeah, it looked like a next-gen Gears of War. The HoloLens thing, though, with Minecraft, if it even works somewhat like that, I think... They can sell them.
Especially if you put Minecraft branding on the HoloLens.
It was pretty impressive for, like, if you have a, like, if you're playing with a kid or something.
There's no way a kid sees, like, a video of that, right?
Right.
And doesn't bug the shit out of their parents to buy the HoloLens for them until the parents just say, you know, okay, fine.
Right. And...
And to tell you the truth, I feel like a lot of parents don't mind their kids playing Minecraft because there's an element, a really big element of creativity towards it and imagination. involved. So I never feel like that bad if when Ty is playing Minecraft.
No, it's the same like with Legos type of thing. It's like, like there's thought going on when they're playing it. And I mean, if you haven't seen the video, you have to go watch the video of the HoloLens presentation.
I'm a little skeptical that the control is going to work.
You should be skeptical of everything they showed there because it was insane.
Yeah.
The whole Minecraft level, like, they put it on a table. He said, I don't know, create world.
Right. Looked at a table, said create world, and then his whole Minecraft creation came out of the table.
Yes.
And into the table at depth and height.
Right, and you can manipulate stuff. And
yeah, you should watch the video.
It was, if they can, I don't, can they do that?
I
like,
don't know.
Like, don't you have a hard time believing that that's an actual product that somebody
I do,
can put
of
out?
Course. How many times have I said that that's, before they even showed this, I said, I don't think that this is really coming out as like a consumer item. You know, I can understand a corporate application and stuff like that.
But Minecraft makes it a consumer idol.
Yeah, it does. Hell yeah, it
like,
does.
Like, that can be just, here's Minecraft. This is what Minecraft is now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it makes it more exciting than the VR stuff, I think, for a consumer product.
Oh, yeah, because, because people know I love the fuck out of Minecraft.
And right. And you're not just seeing the Minecraft. Like, you see the rest of the area around.
Right. You're not totally isolated from the world.
Right.
Mom can still tell you to do your homework, and you'll see her and hear her probably. I don't know how it works. But, yeah, it was impressive, and that got a huge reaction from the crowd. People were like, credit cards out. Maybe not that. But anyway, and that was it, right? That was, we missed anything?
No, I think that was the majority of it. I mean, it was a packed show with games one after another.
Yeah.
No Call of Duty, so Sony must have bought up the Call of Duty exclusivity.
Good. It's good to have a chance at it. Get it done.
It's it's fine. It's money.
All right. Well, we're going to say goodbye. We're going to the Sony event later this afternoon. And then after that, there is a Microsoft showcase that we're going to go to. And hopefully we're going to be playing a lot of the games that we saw today.
I hope we get to see Halo. That looked fantastic.
I hope we get free super controllers.
Yeah, free super controllers for everyone would be great.
Yes. Anyway, that's probably not going to happen, but we will do audio booze later. And actually, you know, these are audio booms now. They changed the company name.
You just blew my mind.
Yeah, audio boom. So we'll hit you up later with the booms.
Peace. Maybe from Target. Maybe we do the Target one.
Yeah, we are going to head for Target. And I see Wombat just put one up. So very cool. Later, guys.